A former Cathay Pacific pilot has warned Australian businesses that they're vulnerable to Chinese political pressure as Beijing tries to dampen democratic protests that have again flared in Hong Kong. Pilot Jeremy Tam is a pro-democracy Hong Kong legislator who was compelled to cut ties with the airline that he worked for. He's part of a group of Hong Kong people visiting Canberra, and he's warned that Qantas and other international companies could face similar pressure to restrict employees' freedom of speech. Our foreign affairs reporter, Melissa Clark, is in Canberra. Melissa, you've been speaking to Jeremy Tam, and he has some pretty stark warnings. What are they?
He does. He's got some warnings for all businesses that operate in Hong Kong based on his own personal experience. He had worked as a Cathay Pacific pilot before becoming a legislator in the Hong Kong legislature with the pro-democracy party. And he quit his job in August. And this was around the time that Beijing was putting a lot of pressure on Cathay Pacific to ensure that none of its personnel, even those with fairly tangential links to the airline, like Jeremy Tam, who was only nominally still connected with them, to ensure that none of its staff were involved in anything to do with the protests or even speaking positively about them, even in private communications. And if any of those staff were to come into Chinese airspace, their planes wouldn't be allowed to land. So this is how serious it got. Now, Jeremy Tam is warning that that really destroyed the culture of Cathay Pacific. And he explained to me that the kind of pressure that was put on Cathay could be put on any business operating in Hong Kong.
You know, if you make any comments on Facebook and to criticize the China government, not to the extreme, let's say even just to support, you know, the movement, then people got terminated. That is because of the pressure from Beijing government. And not only if you express their view publicly, also within some WhatsApp group message. And some people got the screen capture and reported the company. And the Beijing government expect Cathay Pacific to fire the guy. That is not an issue just for Cathay Pacific, because that actually can happen to any airline to do business in China.
So is the experience of Cathay Pacific perhaps representative of what a range of businesses that operate in Hong Kong, or at least between Hong Kong and the mainland, are experiencing at this point in time?
Yeah, I think it's just one of the examples. And it could be just the beginning of it. It could happen to any airlines, you know, even, let's say, Qantas. Imagine, you know, one of the pilots, if they make the statement, say, OK, I support the Hong Kong movement. He may also get pressure, you know, from the Chinese government and telling Qantas, you know, I do not want that guy, you know, to fly into our airspace. Otherwise, you know, we were banning your airline to fly into our airspace. That could happen.
Hong Kong legislator Jeremy Tam with Melissa Clark. Mel, we've seen the protests flaring up again over the weekend, so there's still plenty of life in the movement.
There certainly is. We saw pro-democracy candidates have a landslide victory in district council elections, and that led to a bit of a lull in some of the protest action. But now that those elections are done and dusted and there's been a success by the pro-democracy groups, Jeremy Tam says that will really see protesters demanding a response to the changes they want to see. And he warns that if Hong Kongers don't see their remaining demands met, including universal suffrage, the protests will indeed return to violence once again.
So now it's sending a very strong and clear and loud message to the Hong Kong government, particularly to the chief executive, Carrie Lam, that, you know, Hong Kong people are still standing for our five demands and you must address this properly. And we do have a relatively peaceful weeks in the, you know, last couple of weeks, and we hope, you know, that can continue. However, you know, people will lose their patience if you don't respond to our demands.
So do you see those results from the district council elections as an endorsement of the protesters, even of some of the more violent protest action that we've seen?
Yeah, I certainly agree to a certain extent, and it's more like a referendum to go against the police brutality in Hong Kong.
Jeremy Tam there. Well, Mel, you've been able to speak to Jeremy because he's in Canberra to meet with Australian politicians. What sort of a reception has he had?
Well, he's met with MPs from the Coalition, Labor and the Greens, no one at ministerial level, but from those he has met, he's had a very sympathetic hearing so far, he says. Look, he's not asking for specific action from the Australian Parliament. He's seeking support because international legitimacy to their cause is really the most powerful outcome he could hope to come away with from his visit to Canberra.
Melissa Clark in Canberra, thank you very much.